News release. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has updated JYNNEOS vaccine recommendations for monkeypox virus, MPV, based on a recent announcement from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA. FDA's Emergency Use Authorization, EUA, now allows for providers to offer the vaccine via intradermal, between layers of the skin, injection, which increases the number of doses up to fivefold. Previously, JYNNEOS was only able to be administered subcutaneously, under the skin. JYNNEOS is administered as two doses 28 days apart. The intradermal route of administration has been shown to have the same immune response as the subcutaneous route. The FDA EUA also now allows for subcutaneous administration of JYNNEOS for populations under 18 years of age. People are considered fully vaccinated approximately 2 weeks after their second dose of JYNNEOS. MPV continues to spread, and we are hopeful that the increase in vaccination doses will help us prevent further spread and offer protection for those who may have been or may be exposed, said Dr. Natasha Bagdasarian, MDHHS Chief Medical Executive. We encourage those at risk to contact their local health department and get vaccinated as soon as possible. Michigan's revised JYNNEOS strategy now encourages second doses to be administered per the recommended schedule. Michigan residents who have received a first dose should contact their local health department or provider for administration of a second dose 28 days after the first. If someone has received their first vaccination subcutaneously, they may receive their second dose intradermally. If more than 28 days have passed since receiving the first dose, individuals should receive their second dose as soon as possible and do not have to restart the series. Intradermal and subcutaneous administrations have the equivalent immune response. Where possible, providers are encouraged to utilize the intradermal route of administration to expand the number of persons that can be vaccinated. For more information, visit michigan.gov/mpv.